All right, let's unlock our inner investors today.
Sounds good to me.
We're diving deep into the world of investing using Trappin101.pdf.
Yeah.
And you know, think of it kind of like a crash course.
Uh-huh.
But our teacher, instead of being like, you know, a stuffy professor,
right,
is Wall Street Trapper.
Yeah, he's definitely not your typical financial advisor.
He's got that street smart approach.
Yeah, that street smart approach to building wealth.
And I think that's kind of what makes him so fascinating.
Right, his background.
You know, when you think of Wall Street Trapper,
yeah,
you don't necessarily think of someone who is going to break down
right
complex financial stuff.
You don't think of like the balance sheets and,
yeah, exactly,
you know, all the jargon.
You think more like,
yeah,
I don't know,
hustling, right?
Hustling, like get rich quick schemes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's really making it accessible to everyday people.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
But before we get into like the how-to of investing,
okay,
why should we even bother?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I always thought it was for people who, yeah, you know, had tons of extra cash lying around.
Have a lot of money already.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, and he tackles that misconception right away.
Okay.
The point is to make your money work for you.
Okay.
So even while you're sleeping, your money is out there generating more money.
So it's like having...
Yeah, it's like a side hustle that never sleeps.
A side hustle that, yeah, never sleeps.
Exactly.
That sounds awesome.
Uh-huh.
But I have to admit,
yeah,
the concept of money just making money,
yeah,
by itself,
yeah,
seems a bit magical.
It can feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're first starting out.
So how does that actually happen?
Well, let's break it down. So when you buy a share of a company...
Uh-huh.
You basically own a tiny little piece of that business.
Okay.
Right. And there are two main ways you can profit from that.
Go.
The first is through dividends. Dividends. So imagine getting a little bonus check from that company.
Every
quarter.
Quarter.
Just for being a shareholder.
So if I buy stock in, say, my favorite coffee chain.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd send me a check every few months.
Potentially, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're literally getting paid for owning a piece of the pie.
Okay.
And that's just one part of it.
Okay.
The other way you profit is through share price appreciation.
Oh.
So as the company grows and becomes more valuable,
yeah,
the price of your shares goes up.
Okay.
So for example, let's say you bought that coffee chain stock at $10 a share,
uh-huh,
and now it's worth $20.
Okay.
If you sell, you've made a $10 profit per share.
Okay, I get it. But
yeah,
you know, I'm the type of person who like sees a new gadget,
yeah,
and has to buy it right away.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
You know, so how important,
yeah,
is controlling that impulse spending when it comes to investing?
It's huge. It's essential, really.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You buy that cool gadget. You enjoy it for a week.
Uh-huh.
And then it just sits on your desk. Yeah. But now imagine that same money invested.
Yeah.
Maybe you buy more shares of that coffee chain.
Okay.
And now it's generating dividends.
Okay.
Helping you buy even more in the future.
Okay.
So it's really about delayed gratification.
Right.
It's like choosing to invest in your future self.
Rather than
spending on something fleeting.
Okay. So it's not about,
right,
never treating myself.
Exactly.
It's about being,
yeah,
smart with my spending.
Yeah, yeah.
And making sure that my long-term goals are covered.
Exactly.
Before I go and buy that new gadget.
All right.
Okay. And I think that kind of leads into,
yeah,
what Wall Street Trapper calls pay yourself first.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, always thought it was something,
right,
that only rich people could do.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Yeah, like once I've paid all my bills,
mm,
if I have extra money left over,
right,
then maybe I can think about investing.
That's the traditional thinking.
Yeah.
But Wall Street Trapper flips that on its head.
Oh, okay.
He says before anything else,
uh-huh,
take a percentage of your income.
Uh-huh.
And put it straight into your investment account.
Oh, wow.
Make it a non-negotiable expense.
Okay.
Just like paying your rent or your groceries.
So instead of fitting investing,
yeah,
into what's left over,
yeah,
I should be making investing, okay, the priority and then fitting the bills.
Yeah. Make your bills fit around your investing goals.
Wow.
It's a shift in mindset.
Yeah. It's a huge mindset shift.
It is, yeah.
So even if I'm starting with like a small amount.
Yeah, even if it's just 10% to start.
10%.
You're building that muscle.
Okay.
Of prioritizing your financial future.
And I think that's something that a lot of us,
yeah,
don't really do.
A lot of us are not taught to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, Wall Street Trapper points out the psychological effect of seeing your investments grow,
huh,
can be really motivating.
Okay, but once you've got that, pay yourself first habit.
Yeah.
How do you actually build the portfolio?
Right. Where do you even start?
Like, how do you pick the right companies?
Yeah. Is it like picking a lottery ticket?
Yeah, exactly.
Hoping for the best?
Yeah.
He actually suggests starting with 10 to 12 companies.
Not to 12.
Just to diversify your investments a little bit.
Okay.
And he says, think about businesses you already know.
Okay.
Places you spend money at regularly.
Okay.
Think about those coffee runs you make.
Oh, so like, instead of being intimidated by like, you know, all the big
Wall Street jargon.
Wall Street jargon.
Yeah.
I can actually start with something.
Exactly. Start with something familiar.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, how do I know if I'm picking the right?
Right. So what should you be looking for when you're researching these companies?
Exactly.
Look at their track record.
Okay.
Have they been growing steadily over time?
Yeah.
Do they have innovative products?
Right.
Do they have a strong management team?
Okay.
And ask yourself this question. Will this company still be around in 10 years?
Okay, so...
You're not looking for a quick buck.
I should be looking for those companies...
Yeah.
...that are going to be the next Coca-Cola or Budweiser.
Exactly. The ones that can stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and once you've chosen...
Right.
Is...
Once you've picked those companies.
Yeah.
He has a strategy called dollar cost averaging.
Dollar cost averaging?
Dollar cost averaging, yeah.
What is that?
Don't let the name scare you.
Okay.
It's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
Instead of investing a big chunk of money at once.
Okay.
You buy shares gradually over time.
Okay, so like instead of putting all my money into that coffee company all at once,
right.
I could buy,
you could buy
like $50 worth of shares every week.
Exactly. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that helps me to not overpay.
It helps you avoid overpaying if the stock price is temporarily high.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it lets you build a position even when the market's kind of being unpredictable.
Okay.
So you're basically taking the emotion out of investing and you're focusing on that consistent long-term growth.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about monitoring my investments?
Yes. That's a good question.
Should I be like glued to the stock ticker?
Right.
Watching it go up and down every day?
He cautions against that.
Okay.
He says constantly checking stock prices can lead to anxiety and bad decisions.
Oh. Oh.
The market's designed to fluctuate.
Okay.
It goes up, it goes down.
Right.
That's just its nature.
Yeah.
But reacting emotionally to every dip can hurt your long-term gains.
So how do I like...
Right. So how do you avoid that?
Yeah. Like if I can't be watching the stock prices every day.
Yeah.
Then what should I be doing?
He suggests a different approach. Instead of obsessing over the numbers, dive deeper into the companies you've invested in.
Ooh, okay.
Remember those coffee runs we talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just buying the latte, imagine you owned a piece of that company.
Yeah.
You'd be invested in their success, right?
Oh, yeah, I would.
So treat your investments like you're a part owner.
Okay.
Research their plans, check out their new products,
uh-huh.
pay attention to how their leadership is navigating the economy.
Okay.
Become a detective
for
your own portfolio.
Oh, okay.
You're not just watching numbers.
Uh-huh.
You're engaging with these businesses that you're supporting.
Okay.
And it's a much more empowering way to approach investing.
Okay.
And it helps you ride out those market fluctuations with more confidence.
So instead of panicking when it dips a bit, I'm looking at...
You're focused on the long game.
Yeah, the long game.
Exactly.
Okay.
He reminds us, investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Think about companies like Coca-Cola or Budweiser.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around for over a century.
Wow.
Riding out wars, recessions.
Crazy.
All sorts of market craziness.
Yeah.
And those who invested early and held on through the tough times, they saw incredible returns.
Okay.
So it's about that slow and steady growth.
Yeah.
And that brings us to one of the most powerful forces in investing.
Which is?
Compound interest.
Oh, compound interest.
Compound interest.
I've heard that term thrown around a lot.
Yeah, it's the holy grail, right?
But I've never really understood how it works.
Yeah, it can be kind of a
confusing
concept at first.
Yeah.
Imagine a snowball rolling down a hill.
Oh, okay.
Starts small, but as it rolls,
it
picks up more snow, gets bigger and bigger.
Okay.
That's kind of like compound interest.
Okay.
It's basically interest earned on your initial investment plus all the accumulated interest from previous periods.
So the longer my money is invested, the bigger that snowball gets.
Exactly. Time is your greatest ally.
Okay.
When it comes to compound interest.
Okay. That's pretty powerful.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what separates those who dabble
uh-huh.
from those who build lasting wealth.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of investing.
Yeah, it's amazing how like a simple PDF can open your eyes
I know,
to
right?
this whole other world.
It's pretty
I'm
quick.
still kind of wrapping my head around that compound interest thing.
Yeah, compound interest is powerful.
It's like a financial superpower.
It is, yeah.
But, Wall Street Trapper also talks about like the emotional side of investing.
Yeah, that's important.
And I'm a little worried about freaking out when the market takes a dip
Yeah, that's understandable.
because you know it's going to happen.
It is. It's
So
inevitable.
how do we avoid like
Burf.
letting our emotions get the best of us?
He compares it to a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get caught up in the thrill of the ride
Yeah.
or the fear of a steep drop.
Yeah.
He calls it emotional investing and says
Ah.
it's one of the biggest traps.
So how do we avoid that trap?
That's a great question.
Do we just like ignore our investments?
He suggests a different approach instead of constantly checking stock prices.
Yeah, which I can see
That
being
can lead to anxiety.
very anxiety inducing.
Yeah. He
Yeah.
says dive deeper into the companies you've invested in.
Okay, so.
Remember those coffee runs we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine instead of just buying the latte,
Yeah.
you owned a piece of that company.
Okay.
You'd be invested in their success,
Oh,
right?
yeah, I would be.
So treat your investments like you're a part owner.
Oh.
Research the company's plans,
Okay.
check out their new products, see how their leadership is handling the economy.
So I should be like a detective.
Yeah, become a detective
But for my own.
for your own portfolio.
Okay.
So you're not just passively watching numbers,
Right.
you're engaging with the businesses you're
Yeah.
supporting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that can be a much more empowering way to approach investing.
Okay.
It helps you ride out those fluctuations with more confidence.
So instead of panicking when it goes down,
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly. You're focused on the long game.
Yeah.
He reminds us investing is a marathon, not a sprint.
I like that.
Think about those companies like Coca-Cola, Budweiser.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around for over a century,
Over a century. That's crazy.
riding out wars, recessions,
Wow.
all sorts of market craziness.
Yeah.
And those who invested early on and just held on through the tough times,
Yeah.
they saw incredible returns.
Okay.
So slow and steady growth, fueled by that compound interest,
Yeah.
can lead to some serious wealth.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have to admit, though, like, I'm still getting used to all this financial lingo.
Yeah, it can be a lot.
It feels like a whole new language sometimes.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, what is a dividend again?
But Wall Street Trapper's approach is all about making it accessible.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to use slang, tell
Yeah,
stories,
he cracks a few jokes too.
even crack a joke or two,
Yeah.
all while breaking down these complex concepts.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, it makes it
Yeah.
easier to understand.
Yeah, it feels like he's talking to you,
Yeah.
not lecturing you.
Exactly. He's like that friend who happens to be a financial whiz
Yeah.
showing you the ropes.
And it takes away some of the intimidation.
It does,
I
yay.
know I felt intimidated before reading this.
Yeah.
Like, is this even for me? Is
Right.
this just for,
The wealthy elite.
yeah, the people with
The
like,
secret handshake.
yeah, the secret handshake.
Yeah.
But he throws all that out the window.
He does.
He
And want
wants
everyone to
to.
understand. You don't need a fancy degree or a Wall Street connection to
Wrong.
build wealth.
You just need the willingness to learn
Yeah.
discipline.
And the belief that you can do it.
This has been so eye-opening.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's not just about understanding investing. It's about understanding the power of knowledge
It
and
is.
what it can unlock.
He reminds us that we all have the potential
Yeah.
to build wealth
Yeah.
and create a brighter future for ourselves and our families.
I love that.
It's about taking that first step,
Yeah.
even if it's small,
Even if it's small.
and committing to that journey.
And it's about believing in yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Believing that you can learn, that you can grow.
And it's also about recognizing that our financial choices
Yes.
have a ripple effect.
To do, yeah.
By investing in companies that align with our values,
Yeah.
we can support businesses.
That are making a positive impact
Yeah.
on the world.
It's not just about building personal wealth.
It's
It's
about,
about being a responsible participant in the economy
right.
and shaping a better future.
It's about recognizing that our financial decisions have power
Yeah.
and using that power for good.
This is blowing my mind.
It's pretty amazing.
It's like we're talking about so much more than just stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
It's about empowerment, values.
Yeah, it's about connecting with our deeper motivations and using our financial resources to create a life of meaning and purpose.
I'm feeling so inspired.
It's awesome.
But before we get too carried away, I know Wall Street Trapper has some final thoughts to share.
He does, and they're all about putting this knowledge into action and taking those first steps toward building that financial future you deserve.
All right, so buckle up.
Buckle up.
In the final part of our deep dive, we're going to be exploring those actionable steps.
Exactly.
This is getting good.
It is.
We're back for the final part of our deep dive with Wall Street Trapper. I'm feeling way more confident about taking charge of my financial future now.
I love that energy, but remember, it all comes down to taking action.
Right. He gives some pretty solid advice for getting started.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there.
What really stood out to you?
He keeps talking about destroying that poor mindset.
Yeah.
It's not about judging anyone's situation. It's about challenging those limiting beliefs.
Like those little voices in our heads that tell us.
Yeah, those voices.
Investing is too risky or...
Yeah.
I could never afford that.
He says we have to replace those voices with empowering ones.
So instead of thinking from that scarcity mindset.
Yeah, that scarcity mentality.
It's more about abundance.
Exactly. Believing there's enough opportunity for everyone.
It's about taking control.
Yeah. Own your financial destiny.
And not letting fear hold us back.
He encourages us to embrace the journey.
Yeah. Be patient, learn from mistakes, and never give up.
That's the key.
He also talks a lot about the importance of financial education.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell it's close to his heart.
It's something he's super passionate about.
Yeah, he comes from a background where that wasn't really a thing.
And he's on a mission to make investing accessible to everyone.
To show people that you don't need that fancy degree or Wall Street connection.
Yeah, anyone can do this.
As long as they're willing to put in the effort.
So for someone ready to take that first step,
what's
the most important thing they can do today?
Start paying yourself first.
Okay, I know we touched on this before.
It's so important, though. It's worth repeating.
Okay, so even if it's just a small amount.
Yeah, put aside for investing.
Before anything else.
Before the bills, before the wants, before anything.
It's like paying rent to my future self.
Exactly. You're making your financial well-being a priority.
I love that.
And it lays the foundation for real wealth.
Okay, so as we wrap up.
Yeah.
What final thought do you want to leave with our listeners?
Remember, investing is a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay.
There will be ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
Just stay focused, keep learning.
Yeah.
And let that snowball of compound interest work its magic.
This deep dive has been incredible. I feel so much more empowered now.
Me too. And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
Right.
There's a whole community out there.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to reach out, ask questions, learn from each other.
We can celebrate the wins together.
Absolutely. And support each other through those dips.
Okay, so keep learning, stay curious.
Yeah.
And your financial future is in your hands.
It really is.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Until next time, keep investing in yourselves.
Keep exploring and keep growing.